lives and situations. Thank you for your mercy that is making your will prevail in our lives. Thank you for all the works you have been doing in us, the works of transformation, the works of revival. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have been doing inside of us, changing us into the person you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for impossible things you have made possible. Thank you for battles you fought for us and give us the victory. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the revelations of your will and the revelations of your word that we know now by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for great heights you have prepared to take us to. Great heights spiritually, great heights in terms of our callings and ministries, great heights in all areas of our lives. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be having another class in your presence tonight, minister to our hearts. Bless us through your word. Give us impartation of grace, of power through your word. Give us impartation of knowledge and wisdom and divine revelations through your word in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I ask that you will explain these things to everyone that will join this class today. Lord, explain your word to everyone. Explain the teachings to everyone in the best way they will understand. Thank you, Father, for I know you will do more than we have asked. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to continue from where we stopped last Tuesday. During the last class, we talked on a topic that says God's voice is in his word. Yeah, and it was a very interesting teaching. I hope you all understand everything I said in that class. And I hope that you are now putting it into practice. something I said during the last class, I hope you are putting it into practice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know what is going on with the network. Praise the Lord. Okay, can you hear me? It's not showing here that my voice. All right. I was saying that I hope you have been practicing those spiritual exercises I talked about during the last class, especially the area of meditation on the Word of God. Of God that is in the Word of God. Yeah, because the essence of this teaching is to produce transformation in your life, to change your life. Yeah, that's the essence of this teaching, to change your life. And God will be so happy if seriously, everything we say during these Bible study classes. In fact, I believe there are angels of the Lord that are monitoring those of you that will take seriously the messages in these teachings so that they can really help you. Now, so we are going to move to the next topic, and our topic today says God's angels are with His word. God's angels are with His word. That is, anywhere you find the Word of God, you will find God's angels there. Don't forget that we are in part 5 of this series. And part 5 says, discerning the realm of God and His angels. Discerning the realm of God and His angels. Yeah, so gradually I'm moving into the realm of God's angels. Yeah. How to discern the realm of God's angels. We are gradually moving into that area. Or maybe I should say today's topic is really going to talk about angels. Yeah. And I said God's angels are with His word. You cannot separate God's word from His angels. It's not possible. Wherever God's word is, God's angels will be there. Yeah, because God's angels, they are all about God's word. That is, they are all busy fulfilling God's word. Yeah. So to really get attention of the angels, all you need to do is to engage with the Word of God. Yeah. Once you engage with the Word of God, you will get the attention of angels. Yeah, remember during our fasting April, I gave you scriptures to read out, scriptures to read out loud. Yeah, one of the essence of that exercise is to get the attention of the angels. Yeah, because once you start reciting the scriptures out, all the angels connected to those scriptures, they start appearing in your environment. Yeah. All the angels in charge of that world, all the angels connected to that scripture, they start appearing. Yeah, they start appearing. So God's angels are with His word. They are with His word. Yeah, and the fastest way to get the attention of angels, the attention and intervention of angels, is to engage with God's word, either through faith, through confession, through declarations, that is, you are declaring God's word, or you are praying with God's word. You are praying according to what you are reading in the word of God. Yeah. Or you are reciting God's word out loud. Yeah. So whichever way you choose to engage with the word of God, or you are meditating, even while you are meditating on the word of God, angels will come. Yeah, they will come. So, whichever way you choose to engage with the word of God, you are also engaging with angels in the process. Now, let us look at Psalm 103. Psalm 103 verse 20. Psalm 103 verse 20. Yeah, I'm still opening to the place. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Yeah. The first thing from this verse is that angels, they do God's commandments. So they are always waiting to receive orders from God. Yeah. Just as the people in the army or the people in the police, force, they follow orders from, or the orders they get from the superior officer. So whatever order they give them, they follow. In fact, we have some categories of army that they they are willing to do anything. They are commanded to do. Even if they command them to kill themselves, they will kill themselves. Yeah, they just follow orders. So anything the order says, if the order says, go and enter into the fire, they will go. Go and drown yourself in the sea, they will go. Yeah. So angels are always waiting to hear the next command from God, the next order from God. And then another thing from this verse is that angels hearken unto the voice of his word. They hearken unto the voice of his word. Now, this other part of this verse, is saying that any voice that comes out of God's word will reach the angels wherever they are. So they are listening to the voice of God's word. So it could be human beings speaking out God's word. When the angels hear, they are coming immediately. Yeah, and then it could be God speaking things that are according to his word. Once they hear, they obey immediately. I don't know if you are getting my point. So the voice of God's word can be your voice. Yeah. When the word of God is coming out of your mouth, angels will listen. They will hear immediately and they will take action. When the preaching of the word of God is going on, angels will come to that place. They will come to that place to help the message enter deep into the hearts of people, so that the message of God's word, the gospel of God's word, can save those people, can deliver them, can heal them, can change them. Yeah. So wherever the teaching of God's word is, angels are there. Because that is a voice of God's word. The preaching of God's word is a voice of God's word. The teaching of God's word is a voice of God's word. Then the prayer of God's word, that is when you are praying God's word, you are telling God, Lord, this is what you see in your word. So Lord, do as you have said. So when you are telling God in the place of prayer, and then you are saying, God, this is what you have said in your word, God, do as you have said. Those kind of prayers, we attract the attention and intervention of angels. Yeah, so any time angels hear the voice of God's word, they listen and they obey and they follow that voice. And of course, if the voice is coming, from someone that is not insane. Someone that is not a sinner. Yeah. It is when the voice, it is when that voice is coming from someone that is not a sinner. Yeah, that is when angels will really respond. Yeah. Or maybe it's coming from someone that is repenting. Yeah, that is repenting of his or her sin. Then angels will respond. Yeah, so the verse says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So angels, they pay attention to details of God's word. They pay attention to details of God's word. I think I read a book. Of a woman of God. In that book, she was saying that she saw angels moving about with scrolls like the ancient records. You know how they take records in the ancient times. Yeah, as at that time, there was no book. They don't have the type of books that we have now. Yeah, so they do their writings on scrolls. Yeah, so the woman wrote in that book that she saw angels going about with scrolls, and those scrolls are God's word. Yeah, those scrolls are God's word. So angels, they pay attention to details of God's word. So to make sure that they don't do contrary, it's not as if they don't know the Bible. You know, they are very intelligent beings. Highly intelligent. Yeah, angels are very intelligent. Yeah, so it's not as though they don't know the Bible in their minds. Yeah, it is not as if they cannot remember the word of God. But to make sure that they carry out God's word, to make sure that they do the word of God with perfection, to make sure that they follow the word of God to its details. So they always go with a copy of the word of God whenever they are on assignment carrying out God's missions. They will go with a copy of the word of God, or they will go with that part of the word of God that has to do with their mission, their assignment. Yeah, to make sure that they don't do less than what the word of God says. Yeah. Yeah, so they do the word of God to its details. They execute the word of God in detail. Yeah. So the question is, do you also believe the word of God to its details? You know, we have some Christians today that They only have some places in the Bible that they love to read. And then they have some other parts in the Bible they don't really care much about. Yeah, so they don't really care about some parts in the Bible. And they care so much about some other parts in the Bible. Yeah, maybe because the other part is talking about certain things in their lives that they are not yet ready to give up. So they really don't want to read those other parts. But there are some other parts they just like to always read. That is a very wrong approach to the Word of God. Angels don't have that approach to the Word of God. Angels follow the Word of God completely to its details. Yeah. So if you really want to see God's angels operate in your favor, you must follow the Word of God to its details. Yeah. You must follow the Word of God to its details. You must not forsake some part in the Bible and embrace some other part. No. Now, let's look at another scripture in Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 8. Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 8. I will read verse 26 first. You know, I said it last week that when you are in Bible study class, you open your Bible. Yeah. And you concentrate. You concentrate on the Bible and on the teaching. Everything I say, you follow. Even if I make a mistake, you should be the first to say you made a mistake in that part. Yeah, that shows that you are really following. Yeah, so we are reading Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Yeah, this is the angel of the Lord talking to Philip. Sometimes when I teach on God's angels, some people will respond by saying we should not talk about God's angels. Our focus should be on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that we have the Lord Jesus, we don't need any teaching on angels. We don't need to even talk about angels. We don't need to even pray that God should send his angels into our lives. Yeah. In fact, some of them will say that angels, they are for the Old Testament. And we in the New Testament, we don't need God's angels. That is a lie. Yeah, because what I'm reading here is in the New Testament. Yeah, those people will say that now that we have the Holy Spirit and we have Jesus, we should not be talking about angels. We should not even pray any prayer that has to do with angels. That is a lie. Or that is wrong. Because right here, I am reading from New Testament. And in this verse, it is clearly written. It says, and the angel of the Lord speak unto Philip. Now, these people, they have met with the Lord Jesus. In fact, these people met with the Lord Jesus physically. Yeah, before he died and resurrected and ascended into heaven. And not only that, they have received the Holy Ghost. Yeah, Philip here saw the Lord Jesus physically, saw him resurrected, saw him ascended to heaven, and not only that, he saw he was also in the upper room when the Holy Ghost came upon 120 of them. Yeah, and it is still this same Philip that the angel of the Lord spoke to. Yeah. So if let's say tomorrow I decide to write an article or to write a message, and then I start the message by saying the angel of the Lord spoke to me this and this, it shouldn't surprise you. And you should not have any problem with that. Because right here in the Bible is a man that the angel of the Lord speaks to. I don't know if I'm getting my point. I know some of you don't have issue with this thing, but maybe we have some people out there that will hear you talk about angels and they will feel like, and they will try to shut you up. So when they try to do that, open the Bible to them. Open the Bible to this Acts chapter 8, verse 26, and tell them that angels still speak to us in the New Testament. Angels still minister to us in the New Testament. Let me continue. It says, and the angel of the Lord speak unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Yeah, now I want to show you why the angel of the Lord gave him this instruction. Let us look at verse 29 of this same chapter. Verse 29, it says, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. I don't want to read everything that happened. Yeah, but before this place in verse 29, there was a man that came from Ethiopia to worship God in Jerusalem. Because in those days, the God of Israel, the God of the Jews, have become very popular. In those days that there are people that travel from far places to worship God in Jerusalem. And some of them are not even Jews. They are not Jews. Yeah. But because they somehow believe that the God of Israel is the only true God. And he is the living God. So they would leave their countries the God of Israel. Yeah. So how they got to know about the God of Israel, I don't know. And how they got to believe in the God of Israel, I don't know. But these people, they will come from far countries to worship God in Jerusalem. Now, this man came from Ethiopia. And after the ceremony or the feast that he came to do in Jerusalem that year, but after he had done, that feast has ended, he was returning back to Ethiopia. And then the angel of the Lord saw him, that man was really hungry for the word of God. So the angel of the Lord was seeing that man when he opened the book of Isaiah, and he was trying to read from the book of Isaiah. Yeah, the angel saw him, and the angel saw that he was not understanding what he is reading. Or what he was reading. Yeah, the angel saw that he was not understanding. So the angel now came to Philip, who is in another location. The angel came to him and told him, go and meet a man towards the road from Jerusalem to Gaza. Go and meet that man. Yeah. So now, what I'm bringing out here is that angels, they are very close to God's word. Yeah, so the moment that eunuch of Ethiopia began to read the Bible and he was curious to understand what he was reading, the angel knew immediately. So that must be an angel that has been given an assignment to help people understand the word of God. So this angel that spoke to Philip here in this scripture must be one of the angels that have been assigned by God to help people understand the word of God. Yeah, and that was why he had to go and talk to someone that had the understanding that the eunuch did not have. Yeah, he had to go and speak to Philip, and then Philip went to that place. And then in verse 29, the Holy Spirit now continued. So you can see how the angel of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, how they walk hand in hand. The angel told them, go to this place. Then in verse 29, then the Spirit here is not the angel again. Here is the Holy Spirit. I hope you are following me. In verse 26 of Acts chapter 8, it was the angel of the Lord. But in verse 29, it was the Holy Spirit. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Yeah. So the angel did not give Philip the full details. He just gave the instruction. So now when Philip went to that place, he saw the chariot, but he did not fully understand what God wants him to do. Yeah. So then he listened for the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit told him, join yourself to that chariot. Yeah. So when he joined himself to the chariot, then he saw that the man was reading from the book of Isaiah. And then the conversation continued. The man admitted that he don't understand what Isaiah wrote in that passage. And then Philip took the opportunity to preach Jesus to him, because that man was actually reading a prophecy about Jesus in the book of Isaiah. So at that moment, Philip understood that, oh, this is a soul that God wants to win into his kingdom. That this is a soul that has been committed to God in the Old Testament pattern. But God saw that it is time for his soul to be saved, because God saw the genuineness of his faith and God saw the sincerity of his heart. Yeah, so God had to arrange for the salvation of his soul. So when Philip saw him reading Isaiah and he saw that he was reading about the prophecy of Jesus, then Philip understood that God wants me to lead this man to Jesus. God wants me to preach Jesus to this man. And that was how he preached Jesus to him. And to confirm that God really wants to, you know, God really was going to save the soul of that man that day, the man immediately believed. Yeah. The man believed and the man was saved that day. In fact, the man was baptized that day. He believed the gospel. And in verse 39, this was after the man had believed the gospel, have repented, have surrendered to Jesus. Verse 39 says, and when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Yeah, this place in the Bible is the only place the Bible spoke clearly about the Holy Spirit teleporting a man from a location into another place. What you would call disappearance, someone disappearing from a place to appear in another place. Yeah. So the Spirit of the Lord did this to confirm the faith of that eunuch. It doesn't mean that this kind of teleportation have to happen all the time. Yeah, but to confirm the faith of that man that surely God has visited you and God have saved your soul, and to confirm that everything this man has said is true. Yeah, so God have to leave him with a sign that he will go and tell people in his country, in Ethiopia. Yeah, God left him with that sign. Yeah, it is not like Philip, it is not because Philip cannot walk himself back home. Yeah, because Philip actually, I don't know how he got to this place. Maybe he came to that place through, I don't know how. Yeah, maybe he trekked to this place to meet that man. Yeah. But when he was done with the assignment, God made him disappear from the man's sight. And I believe it was to confirm the faith of that man in Christ. Yeah, it's not that God cannot help him to trek back to his previous location. Yeah, so what we can learn from here is that when you follow the angelic network, you will really experience a lot of shocking signs and wonders. Yeah, when you follow angelic network. And what do I mean by angelic network? You know, the angels are busy with so many assignments here on earth. Yeah. And I've told you that the angel that spoke with Philip in this passage is one of the angels that are busy trying to help people understand the word of God. Yeah, to help people know the truth. Yeah, so when you are connected with such kind of angels as a preacher, and then you are able to follow the instructions God gives you through those angels, you will definitely see a lot of shocking miracles in your ministry, or shocking miracles in your life as a believer. Yeah, because you might not really have a ministry, and you don't need to have a ministry to do the work of God. Yeah, you don't need to have a church or a ministry to go out to preach the gospel. So when you are busy trying to get people understand the word of God, trying to get people believe in the gospel, trying to get people see the light of God that is in His word, definitely you will find yourself inside the angelic network. Yeah, because this man Philip was an evangelist. Yeah, he was busy with preaching the gospel of Jesus. He was busy with trying to help people understand the word of God and trying to help people believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the one that they have been waiting for. That Jesus is the Christ. Yeah, and that they should surrender to Jesus. So if you are also like this man, Philip, and that is your passion, to see people believe the truth, to see people understand the truth, to see people repent and surrender to Jesus, then you will automatically become connected to the network of angels who are also doing the same business. Yeah, because we are not the only one doing God's business on earth. I hope you know that. We're not the only one on earth doing God's business. There are thousands, millions of angels, in fact, billions of angels busy doing God's business. Yeah. So when you are doing something similar to what they are doing, you will be connected to their web, to their network. sometimes the an angel can give you an instruction and you will not reveal his identity. So you might just feel like, oh, the Holy Spirit is telling me to do things. You might feel like it's the Holy Spirit. You might feel like the instruction came from the Holy Spirit, whereas it's from an angel. Yeah, so maybe they felt like you getting to know the identity might affect your relationship with God. So they might decide not to make the identity known. Yeah, so they will just speak and you will hear from them just the way you will hear from the Holy Spirit. So you will just believe it is the Holy Spirit. Whereas it is the angels. So when we are busy with the same things angels are busy with, we will be connected to their network. Just like this man, Philip, is connected to their network. So it's possible that it was even the same angel that carried him. Yeah, when the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, it's possible that the angel carried him. Yeah, because angels can carry people. Yeah. Yeah, because their network is like a portal. So they can relocate you from a place to another place. So angels do that a lot. So it's possible that it was even the same angel that carried him. Yeah. And then he disappeared in the sight of that man, the eunuch of Ethiopia. I pray that you will get busy with those things angels are busy doing on earth. In Jesus' name, I pray, God, open your eyes to see things angels are busy doing on earth so that you can join the network and get busy with the same. But we already know some things angels are busy doing. Like we know this evangelism. Yeah. The question is, are you into evangelism? Are you busy with shining the light of God's word? Are you busy with helping people understand God's word? Are you busy with helping people believe the gospel of Jesus so that they can repent and surrender to Jesus? May the Lord help you. Now, let's look at another scripture. Remember that our topic says God's angels are with his word. Open to Exodus chapter 3 verse 8. Exodus. Chapter 3. Verse 8. This is God speaking to Moses when God was going to send him to Egypt to meet Pharaoh and tell him to release his people. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Yeah, I want you to take note of this verse. Now, we're going to to read Exodus, the same Exodus chapter 23. Verse 23. We have already read Exodus chapter 3 verse 8. So now we are reading Exodus chapter 23 verse 23. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. So now God spoke in Exodus chapter 3 verse 8, and then in Exodus 23 verse 23, God spoke again, saying that his angel shall go for them. Yeah. Repeating the same thing, that he's going to give them the land of these people, these Perizzites, Hivites, yeah, and the rest. God was confirming the same thing he said in Exodus chapter 3 verse 8. And then this time he's saying that his angel will make sure it happens. Yeah, that his angel will make sure that they possess that land. In fact, his angels will cut off those people, destroy those people, so that they can possess the land. So when God speaks, he releases angels out his word. So if God says he's going to do this, he's going to do that, he's also saying that my angels will make sure it happens. Yeah, because his angel, they go out to do his promises, to fulfill his promises. Now, so you can see how Angel Gabriel was so busy when Jesus was going to be, and when the prophecy about Jesus being born was going to happen. Yeah. Even the prophecy about John the Baptist being born, when that prophecy was going to be fulfilled, Angel Gabriel was so busy in the land of Israel. Yeah. So when the prophecy or a promise from God is about to be fulfilled, or is being fulfilled, angels will be busy. Yeah, because they have to fulfill that promise exactly as God has given them or given it. Yeah, and the same thing even applies to personal prophecies, personal promises we get from God. Don't forget that God can give you a personal promise, which of course would be an extension of his promise that is already in the Bible. Yeah, God can also give you, even you and your family, a personal promise. Yeah, that is, God can make a promise to you personally. So which sometimes you can call it a covenant. You can say, this is a covenant God has made with me. some of his trusted servants. Yeah, so the same thing applies to personal promises and personal prophecies from God. So you can hold on to those promises and prophecies. You can hold on to them. Yeah, and you will see angels carrying out those prophecies in your life, those promises in your life. Yeah, like I have some personal promises that God has made with me. Yeah, not through prophecy, but directly from God. God himself made those promises to me directly. Yeah, and those promises have never failed. Yeah, they always come to pass. In fact, most of those promises, they are not one time promise. They are, I don't know the English word to use. They are promises that would, they are lifetime promises, if I can put it that way. They are lifetime promises. That is, promises that will be fulfilled in my lifetime. Yeah, as I journey through this world. Yeah, so God can promise you things. And you'll see him practically fulfill those promises. Yeah, you will see him practically fulfill those promises. So we have people who have really inherited some special covenants from God. That is, God made some special covenants with them. And God assigned angels to ensure that the promise he made to those people remain forever. Some of them, even after they have died, the covenant continued. God continued God remained faithful to that covenant he made with them before they died. God continued with that covenant with their children. Yeah, so that is how faithful God is. Yeah, if really we will serve him wholeheartedly, we will really see his faithfulness. Now, let's look at another scripture, Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. We are looking at instances in the Bible that shows and confirm that God's angels are with his word. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, this is Apostle John trying to bow down to the angel that was showing him wonderful revelations. He was so thrilled and so captivated by those revelations. Yeah, because they are powerful revelations. He was so honored to such revelations. So he was going to bow down and worship the angel that was showing him those things. And the angel said, don't do that, because I am just like you. I'm just one of you. Yeah, one of those that have the testimony of Jesus. Yeah, so my point here is that angels have the testimony of Jesus. Yeah, just as you have the testimony of Jesus, angels also have the testimony of Jesus. Because here, the angel said that he's just like you and I. Yeah, they have faith in Jesus. And have the words of Jesus with them. Yeah, so angels have the testimony of Jesus. And they are willing to share the testimony with you and I, even with unbelievers. Yeah, they have the testimony of Jesus. They understand what Jesus did. They know the situation of things before Jesus came into the world and died and resurrected and ascended to heaven. They know the situation of the world. They know the situation of things before that happened. And they know what changed immediately Jesus did what he did for mankind. So they have the testimony and they are so happy about it. They are so joyful about it. Yeah. And that is why the Bible says that there is great joy in heaven among the angels when a sinner, when just one sinner repents. So angels, they shout for joy in heaven when they see a sinner repent. Why? Because they know what it means for a sinner to repent. Yeah. And they know the power of what Jesus did to save souls. The question is, do you know the power of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary to save souls? Do you really have faith in what Jesus did? Yeah. If you do, are you talking about it? Are you talking to people about what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary? Even about how Jesus saved your whole soul. That is a testimony of Jesus. Yeah. That is you witnessing that Jesus is real and that his power is real. Yeah, even the testimony about how he saved your own soul. Are you talking about it? How many people have you told the testimony of your own salvation? Yeah. So, we also have the testimony of Jesus. Just as angels also have the testimony of Jesus. And they are willing to show it to everyone. And then it says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yeah, so the spirit of prophecy is all about witnessing Jesus. Because everything in the Bible is all about Jesus. Yeah. Everything going on right now in the kingdom of God is all about Jesus. Yeah. So if there is any spirit talking to you and that spirit is not talking about Jesus, you have to cast out that spirit. if there's any prophecy or any prophet prophesying, and that prophecy is not all about Jesus, you have to reject those prophecies. Yeah. So now let us also look at Revelation chapter 22. Revelation 22, verse 9. Yeah, maybe I should read from verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Yeah, you can see the same thing repeating itself. The angel saying that they are just like us. Yeah. And they are just one of those who keep the sayings that are in the scriptures, the sayings in the Bible. Yeah. And they are just like the prophets that speak the mind of God. Yeah. So they said, worship God. Yeah, they told him to worship God. And then in verse 16, Revelation 22, verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. And the bright and morning star. Yeah, so I'm going to round off with this place. Yeah, so you can see that the testimony of Jesus is always with God's angels. Yeah, the testimony of Jesus is always with God's angels. So every time you share your own testimony of Jesus, you are also invoking the manifestation of angels in that place. We have seen people get healed just as they were hearing the testimony of how the power of God healed someone. As they were hearing the testimony of how the power of God healed the person that was testifying. I don't know if you're getting me. Like the way people come out to church altars or church pulpits to testify. Yeah, so we have some people that received their own miracle as they were hearing the testimony of others, as they were testifying of how God touched them, how God healed them, how God changed their lives. So immediately their faith rose. And instantly they got their own miracle. Yeah. So angels are always with the testimony of Jesus. Yeah. And if you speak out the testimonies of Jesus that you have, you are going to see the manifestation of angels. Yeah, that is why many times I try to testify of what God is doing in my own life. Yeah, so that it can stir up faith in others, and so that they can also have the same testimony in their lives. Yeah, so even the testimony of your salvation is powerful. You try it. Many of the things we talk about in these Bible study classes, they are practical things. Yeah, but I don't know why many of you don't really put them into practice. Yeah, you are missing a lot by not putting into practice the things you hear in this place, because they are very practical things. You just try it. The testimonies of Jesus that you have, start sharing them. Yeah, you will see people telling you that as they heard your testimony, they were blessed. You will see people confessing to you that, your testimony really changed my life, and my life has not been the same since I heard your testimony. You just try it, and you'll be surprised. Yeah, and the reason why your testimony will be powerful is because it is real. It is because it happened for real. I'm not talking about testimonies that, you know, the body of Christ has become something else that some people will be paid to give a false testimony of what did not happen to them. In fact, some people would be paid to act as if they were sick, and then the man of God would touch them, and then they would now act as if they were healed. Yeah, I know there's a lot of rubbish going on in churches, but I'm talking about real testimonies. Real testimonies. So when you share real testimonies, yeah, God destroyed the power of sin in your life, and then you go out there and say, I used to be this before. I used to be an addict before. I used to be this deadly. I used to be this bad, this worse before. But here I am today. The power of God changed me. You go out there and talk about these things, and you will see how powerful it you will see how powerful your testimonies are. You just try it, and you will come back and tell me that it is true what I have said. Yeah, you will come back and tell me. I personally have a lot of testimonies, and some of you know some of them because I always share many of them. Yeah, so you share your testimonies to people, and you will see angels move and touch the lives of those people, and they will be transformed. And don't tell me that you don't have testimonies of Jesus, because you really have. Except except you're under attack. You know, there's a way you can be under attack, and devil will make you believe that God have not done anything in your life. Yeah, you know, devil is very smart. It can make you, it can give you impression like God has never done anything for you. Yeah, that you have no testimony of Jesus. Yeah, it's a lie. When your eyes, when you pray and conquer that attack that is on your mind, you will realize that Jesus Jesus has done a lot in your life. So you go out there, talk about the testimonies of Jesus that you have. I pray that the Lord help you. Yeah, that's my prayer. That all these teachings will not be a waste in your life. That you will really turn these teachings into great testimonies by applying them practically. If there are questions, you can ask. You can ask on our Telegram group. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for showing us how your angels are so closely attached with your word. Thank you for also showing us how your angels carry your testimony everywhere they go, and how we also can become testifiers and witnesses of Jesus everywhere we go. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that the grace to put these teachings into practice give to everyone here in Jesus' name. The grace to remember these things and apply them in your daily life. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Goodbye.